Welcome to the NCSoft podcast. NCSoft is the world's premier publisher of MMO games. City of Heroes is rated T for teen by the ESRB. This podcast is copyright 2009 NC Interactive Incorporated. This City of Heroes podcast is the welcome address from HeroCon 2009.
Hey people, welcome to HeroCon 2009! Thank you all so much for coming. My name is M. Stock, my handle is Impulse, and I head the community relations team. I wanted to go ahead and start off by introducing you to that fabulous community relations team. We're going to start off by introducing you to Tia, Avatia, Perugrahi, Elizabeth Nevian Edwards, and then Eric the Ocho Cleaver. We feel so fortunate to be able to host this fantastic annual event with our amazing dev team. I wanted to make sure you all knew, you probably already know from your programs, we have a jam-packed weekend for you. And I'm gonna be back to tell you a little bit more about that later, but what I'd like to do right now is turn over to you, Brian Clayton over here, who is our executive producer and studio head. He's gonna get this party started. Thank you all.
So many familiar faces, and there's also plenty of new ones, which I look forward to meeting too. But before I get into my bit of the presentation, we definitely need to take care of a little bit of business. And that business would be thanking our awesome sponsors. And so, first of all, we definitely want to thank Alienware and Razer for sponsoring the LAN Center, and also sponsoring all of our events. We have so many sponsors, I'm actually going to have to read off the rest, but we have a lot of sponsors that have given you guys some goodies in your bags and have continued to support HeroCon throughout the duration, so let me hit those folks. We have AMD, GamerGrub, Gamer Graphics, Gel Skins, Jinx, Logitech, NVIDIA, and Turtle Beach. All these guys have been a big part of making HeroCon happen, so let's give them a big round of applause. And specifically with NVIDIA, if you guys haven't checked out here in the Gateway Foyer, just outside of these doors, they've got this awesome 3D vision experience, which right at this moment doesn't quite support City of Heroes. We're working on that. But it does support another awesome NCSoft title in Ion, and you guys can check that out if you haven't seen that. Ion, right on. So without further ado, let me get into to what I want to talk to you guys about a little bit. I don't want to take a lot of time because you guys are all here to learn more about Going Rogue and see the man, the myth, the legend, Posse. But what I would like to do, no need for applause. What I would like to do is basically go through a few of the highlights that we've had this past year, because it really has been an amazing year and you guys have all been a part of it. You know, first and foremost, it was our 5th anniversary this year. That's pretty freaking cool. And not only on top of that, 5 years going strong, we're not only the most popular, the highest rated, but we're also the most successful MMO thanks to you guys. From a studio perspective, we've continued to hire incredible talent throughout the industry. We have more than tripled the size of our studio and our effort for City of Heroes in just over 2 years. So we are very, very committed to this IP going forward. And I just want to take a quick moment to have the devs, at least that are in the room, to stand up so we can acknowledge them and thank them for all their hard work. Devs. Yes. surprises for many was the fact that we became a multi-platform product and we supported the Mac, which has been awesome. And on top of that, we've continued our commitment of innovation and customization. And Mission Architect has actually, you know, continued to push the genre forward. It's done amazing. It's given you guys an opportunity to virtually create limitless content. And we've also had some fun side benefits. I'm not going to go into the ones you're thinking of. But what I would like to say is that it's actually been a great training ground for folks that want to become designers and join our team. And we actually have one guy that we've hired through the community, Sean McCann. Where are you? Sean McCann. And so it's been great. Another great thing that the Mission Architect system brought us was the guest offer program. And you guys have seen the first few arcs that have come up from that. But I actually want to announce a couple more authors that we signed, and we'll be bringing arcs to a Mission Architect building near you. And those two writers are novelist and short story writer Mercedes Lackey. You guys should also be a little familiar with this guy, seeing that he wrote the City of Heroes comic book and did some writing in Common Grounds, Troy Hickman. And we have a lot more writers lined up, and we'll continue to bring them to you throughout the years. But it's very exciting to be able to provide a platform for these writers to share in our IP and bring you guys new stories from a different perspective. Another great thing we had happen this year is that infamous so popular villain group that you guys all love so much, The Fifth Column, made a return. We call them fascists. And perhaps one of the most exciting things we had happen this year was a task that was seemingly impossible, undertaken by a few key individuals, which then turned into an army of individuals. We were able to bring you something that we didn't know we would ever be able to bring, and that was powers customization in the City of Heroes. Before I make this next comment, I want to make it very clear, I'm not paying you guys lip service, I really believe this. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we love, this game and providing an experience for you. You guys are by far the best community in the MMO space, bar none, and we enjoy building this product, maintaining this product, and growing this product with you. So thank you for all your support. We have massive plans for City of Heroes that go on for years and years and years, and we look forward to continuing this journey with you. Further ado, I would like to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Matt Positron Miller.
Jack's cold dead body. So earlier this year, we were proud to announce our first real standalone, or not standalone, our first real expansion, not expandalone like City Villains was, for City of Heroes, and that is Going Rogue. Light. Presentation here and talk about various parts of Going Rogue. the stuff that we are able to talk about. Throughout the weekend, there's various panels where we're really going into more detail on all these things. Please check your schedules and make your schedules accordingly to attend the panels that you want to see. So first, we'll talk a little bit about the Going Rogue system. This is what happens and how you make your character transfer from being a hero to a villain or a villain to a hero. One of the things I want to point out is that this is not a light switch. This is not a $30 charge. This is just something, this is something you experience and you actually go through. We've designed moral missions around the concept of a hero falling from grace or a villain redeeming themselves. So a hero that's falling is a vigilante. Vigilantes, they feel they're above the law. You know, they really, you know, have their own sort of code that they abide to. Characters from comics that you may recognize would be the Punisher and even Batman to a certain degree. They are able to go to the Rogue Isles. They are still considered heroes, but they are able to team up with villains while they're in the Rogue Isles. But I do need to point out that the black market's only for the villains. And a villain that's trying to redeem themselves is a rogue. Some classic rogues you may have heard of would be like Lando Calrissian, Catwoman, maybe Sarah Palin, I don't know. And the same sort of rules apply. While your villain is a rogue, you can go to Paragon City, team up with heroes, and do missions with them. But of course, Wentworth's check ID. So. So we've added a couple new signature characters and really brought to the forefront one of our sideline characters and made him a signature character with the Going Rogue expansion. We wanted to exemplify the concept of a hero going bad or a villain turning good and feature the new power sets we're going to have in the game as well. At 3 p.m. on today in this room, the Fur Room, we're going to have a panel all about the new characters, how they came about, show you or the other panel that's at that time is also really cool. So this is Maelstrom. He is our signature fallen hero. He's sort of our homage to John Woo in Cyberpunk. He's just a badass with two pistols. He is, of course, a blaster, as he should. And then we have Desdemona. She is our redeeming villain. And I must say that so many villains in hot pants has never looked so good. And then this is Statesman's evil twin. Many of you have fought his armored and gussied up version in our high-end content. But this is what he looks like in his day job as Emperor. And then we have the Praetorian Guard. We've updated their looks for going rogue. We got some new concept art, and we built a few new models for them. This, of course, is Mother Mayhem, which is the Praetorian sister Psyche.
Oh.
Neuron, who's the Praetorian Synapse, has got an update. I think back out of Brawler the Dead is going to change his name to Marauder at some point. This guy just looks way cooler. So we have two new power sets in Going Rogue. We have Demon Summoning and Dual Pistols. So Demon Summoning is a mastermind power set. We were either going to do this or Clown Summoning. But we decided to leave the silly stuff to the other superhero MMO.
There is no other superhero MMO.
And then we have dual pistols. You'll notice that there are three archetypes that can use the dual pistol power set. This is one of the cooler new power sets we've done because we've added selectable ammo types, which basically change the aspect of both of the powers.
Wow.
And then we've got some new enemy groups because you guys all want new stuff to fight. So these are the Seers, which is the psychic network of psychics that Mother Mayhem uses to monitor the city and make sure that everyone is cooperating and behaving appropriately. And then what happens when organized crime gets put down? Well, they organize even further. All of the gangs and organized crimes and yakuzas that are in Praetoria have banded together under one large crime syndicate. And then this is the Resistance. These are the rebels in Praetoria. You as a player will have an opportunity to join the Resistance and become part of their group. But of course, on the other side, we have the Praetoria Police Department, which is the first line of defense against the Resistance. And we want to make sure that this is also an available career path for anybody who starts in Praetoria. And then we have the new Praetorian Clockwork. And yes, these will be obtainable costume pieces. So what is Praetoria? Praetoria is several different zones, and it has a new storyline and a brand new tutorial being brought to the game to sort of modernize the entry-level experience that City of Heroes has. So when you start a new game, you'll be asked if you want to be a hero, a villain, or a Praetorian. If you choose Praetorian, you are not a hero or a villain. During the tutorial, you will be given the option of joining the Resistance or becoming a loyalist. And that will basically set your tone for the types of missions that you get. But it's not set in stone. Because we are going rogue, there are many options throughout the early level experience for you to experience the other side. So now we're going to talk about the famous graphic upgrade. So we wanted to have a new level of graphic settings that take advantage of the high-end capabilities of the video cards that you're buying today. We were fortunate enough to hire some type art programmers who were able to make our dreams come true. And without, do you guys want to see it?
Yeah!
I gotta let the artist talk about that then. So I'll introduce now Kent Boris, who's the lead artist. Praetoria is a brand new space in the City of Heroes universe. And this is from the ground up. It has multiple zones, and it spans epic storyline from 1 to 20. It's super cool stuff. When the team began working on Praetoria, we had kind of three things in mind. One, we wanted a compelling new entry point for COH. Once you'd be able to invite your friends and say, hey, come look how cool this game is. Number two, we wanted to build a city from the ground up to provide a new, rich, immersive canvas for the designers to tell their stories. And then number three, the Ultra Graphics mode. We wanted to provide visual enhancements across all of the City of Heroes world. We're not just enhancing Praetoria, but we're enabling you to turn on Ultra mode throughout the Rogue Isles, throughout Paragon City, and basically put a fresh spin on everything that you've seen. That's super cool. what you're about to see is a really small slice of Praetoria. It's work in progress,
so it's only going to get better from here. And as we explore the content, I'm going to explain to you what's going on tech-wise. I'll try and keep it simple, but also let you guys know what's happening under the hood. So without any further ado, let's take a look. All right. So here we are. We're on the street in Nova Praetoria. Nova Praetoria is the heart of Emperor Cole's domain. In the distance, you can see Cole's Tower. This is a landmark that looms over almost every aspect of Praetoria. Anywhere you are, you know that Cole is watching, and he's ruling the city. The city surrounding is called Nova Praetoria. Nova means new. It's the newest part of Praetoria. Praetoria has several zones, and they kind of progress from the roots of the original city of Praetoria to Cole's vision of the perfect, planned out, golden city in his eyes. It's new, it's bright, it has a lot of open spaces, it's got plazas, parks, plenty of stuff to explore, but as you go a little bit further into it, you'll realize that maybe that shiny facade isn't quite what it's cracked up to be. Before we go on, I think it's important to mention that we really took the idea of Nova Praetoria to heart. Each and every street here, every building.
That's a good thing here.
Everything that you see in this demo, save maybe the tree over there on the right, but everything else there is actually just brand new. We went from the ground up, we built roads, we built buildings, we built newspaper stands. This is a labor of love. The art team wants to give you guys the newest, coolest experience that they possibly can. All right, so let's go look at some more stuff. Highlighting kind of the major tech features that are going on here. The goal for this, again, was just to implement changes that will allow players with high-end hardware to really see the game in a new light. At the same time, all these things are optional. If you don't want to upgrade or you can't upgrade, you're going to be able to run this content. It's not going to exclude anybody from it. It's still going to be super cool. But if you've got the hardware to do it, it's just going to look that much more awesome. So the first feature that you'll be seeing here, you probably know this, is environmental reflections. So you'll notice as we move side to side that there's actually kind of a subtle distortion that's going on as well. This is kind of simulating the imperfections in glass that we see in skyscrapers in the real world. But that's really not the best part.
Shadow.
Yes! We've added flight.
Too much here. We have character reflections as well. So the kind of the technical aspect of what's going on here, for those of you who are interested, we're using kind of a hybrid solution of cube maps to handle the environment reflections and planar maps, or planar reflections to handle the character reflections, and we're compiling those two together onto the reflective surfaces. It results in a pretty fast way to do it, and also lets us get the level of detail we want for the characters. So, you can see that it looks a little different than the rest of COH, even in terms of the skyline. Something... See what we can do about that. Something that you're not going to see in Praetoria, you're not going to see war walls. We're not going to be changing what's happening in Paragon City, sorry, but the new area, we wanted to have a nice, clean, unrestricted skyline and really have the feel of a contiguous city between all the zones that you're going to experience. All right, so another tech feature that we've implemented, you might notice if you look down in the courtyard, yeah, we've got the trees, we've got the geometry, everything is casting shadows in the scene. We've implemented real-time dynamic shadows that actually change with the time of day. Pretty much, they don't mess with you if you don't mess with them. do you think? Should we echo this? Maybe we should check out one of the new power sets. we've got for you right now, but we've got some great things in store. So thank you, everybody. So this slide speaks for itself. The target for our release date is second quarter of 2010. Trying to get everything done. We want to make everything as cool as you just saw, but for all of the expansion. You all want to know about the beta info, of course, because you're all signing up for the beta, I hope. And this will be starting in early 2010, as early as we possibly can. We have several waves to be added. And the waves will continue up to the launch. And we're pulling the waves, including our friends and family for the studio and studio people. That's the really rough, you really don't want to play that version. And the 5-year vets, the people who've been playing the game the longest, the loyalty program, people who stayed subscribed from September through November of this year, and then of course the HeroCon attendees are one of the first waves to be. We're doing on time. All right, we have time for a few questions. There's a microphone set up in the middle of the room. If you guys want to line up there, we will try and answer the questions as best we can. Some of the answers may be directing you to various panels throughout the weekend where things can be talked at more later. So if you guys have any questions, just line up at the microphone and ask what you can. No questions? All right, I guess we're...
Okay, give us your name and ask your question.
I'm Silk Knight from Justice Server. Glad to be here. Actually, my first HeroCon. I actually had a question regarding the rumored post 50 content to be released for Going Rogue. There was a rumor like.
You sunk yourself when you said rumor.
We can't comment on rumors.
Ah, gotcha.
We're not discussing that right now, but we'll have more information about.
DJ Phoenix, Cape Radio. With the introduction of the dual pistol set, will there ever be a single pistol set sometime down the road? I know that some of the NPCs and some of the storylines, when they become allies, actually have several animations for a single pistol set. I don't know if you'd be incorporating that as a future update. So you can choose between single pistol and dual pistol.
We don't like to really reuse a lot of the NPC animations for the PCs because we have to redo them for flying and huge and all that stuff. So if we're going to do single pistols, it's going to be new animations. But at least we'll have the models made.
I was actually worried you were going to ask for a 3-pistol set.
I'm not going to comment on that. Thank you very much.
All right. Disciple of Force, Champion Server.
Yeah.
All right, I'm really curious. I know about the villains and heroes being able to change sides. Will the Praetorians be able to come to Paragon and the islands, or are they going to be stuck in Praetoria?
So the all the Praetorians will eventually leave Praetoria. It's part of the storyline. Yes, they do. They all leave, and when they leave, they're made one final choice of hero.
Thank you.
Falcon X, Pinnacle Server. I wanted to know, with heroes and villains being able to transfer sides, how would the badge and accolade system work?
So the badge system is already set up to deal with heroes and villains. You guys may have noticed, if you've done any illegal pig diving, that several badges have just different names for villains and heroes, and those will automatically change. And we have a solution to the accolades where
players will not be able to double dip into the accolade powers.
So thank you very much.
Hi, I play Gidget on Virtue.
Virtue!
My favorite class of all time has always been Mastermind. I love Mastermind, and I know it's been asked before, but I have to ask officially. Is there any plans of them ever being able to do anything for customization for Mastermind? Because right now it's all gray.
Can't talk about that right now.
Wouldn't it be cool though? We did add some stuff for martial arts and super strength, and when our animators get free time, we can look at adding some of the different animations for some of the older power sets.
And is it possible for like people with super speed to be able to actually run on water instead of super swimming?
That's a tech question. How many questions do you have, sir? You have a notepad, you scare me.
Just one.
Okay.
When people change sides, do you have a determination been made about super groups, and do you leave your super group or stay in your super group, or how does that work?
We're working on a solution that will make as many players as possible as happy as we can make them.
Main question I had was, do you foresee in the near far future an overhaul of the character builder? So reorganization, upgrades, etc.
Well, we added powers customization, made some changes there. I don't know what the future holds yet.
From Champion Server. I was wondering when are you going to get back up base raids?
Base raids is something we really want to do. It is not in the current plan, but we do actually have some really cool tech that we've written already. But it involves adding a whole bunch more stuff to make it work. And so it is definitely on our list of things to get to since we've already started on.
Marcy to be a justice server.
Justice for soul.
Word. I was wondering, are there going to be any PvP changes or anything like that with going rogue? I know that they've said that it's in an intermediary phase. Are you planning to round that out with going rogue, or is that coming later?
We have a powers panel, and that would be probably the best place to ask that question.
And one more, whenever someone goes vigilante or rogue, whatever, do they have to stay in the new area, or do they get access to both areas simultaneously?
They have access to both at the same time.
You are so awesome.
Okay, we're going to take three more questions. So I want to say for everybody standing in line. But definitely, you can grab the devs at any time, attend some of the panels. We got a lot more stuff to talk about in regards to going rogue. And if you have any features and stuff that you'd like to see added, we have a panel on the last day to talk about that stuff, submit your ideas in the box outside on the foyer. So I guess we will take three more questions.
The lady in the black shirt, raise your hand. You are the last question.
Oh. Robert Reginald, Fabulous of the City Scoop here. All right, let's talk costume.
Shocking, really. Shocking, go for it.
That's not costume options. I mean, we know that we're getting the Praetorian Clockwork pieces. What else can we expect? The City of Villains, we had a wide variety of stuff that came out. I'm expecting the same thing from you guys with this one.
I don't think we can outdo your cape. We do have a costume panel. I don't remember when it is, though.
One last thing, I just had a little bit. What about the cathedral of Bain? And by that, I mean the tiki room, because you have to look at Trina.
Cathedral of Bain is part of that awesome base raid system I was talking about. Yes. Can you speak into the microphone, please?
I'm short, I'm sorry. Okay, producer of Cape Radio. All the base reflections that you're getting in all the new tech for Ultra Mode, is that going to apply to base effects as well?
That's an excellent question. It's something that we'll be looking into. I'm not exactly sure all the extent of the carryover. Some of that stuff is kind of environment specific. So.
The
ambient occlusion will work. I know that shadows will not be on the interiors, only on the exteriors. And then we'll be looking into what we actually reflect in the costume parts, et cetera, when we're indoors.
Thank you. I love power set customization, but one thing that I expected that I didn't get was that we would be able to customize power poles. It's really obnoxious when I've got a glow on my fists and I have to have it covered up by paste. Can we please get some way to move that shader down so that you see my fists and something?
Can't comment on it right now, but it's not something I
can watch. That's usually in the future.
Oh, it's definitely in the future. Yeah.
Okay, we are going to have M-Stock come back up and hit you guys with a few more things, and then we'll turn you loose.
I'm back. Okay, so I wanted to talk to you guys about a few more things before we let you go. One of the things that we got feedback on last year from last year's HeroCon is that a lot of you players said, hey, you know, we really didn't have a place where we could just go and hang out, meet with people from our super groups, just chitty chat, right? So we've solved that problem for this year, and we have a room called the Midnighter Club, which is a little bit away from this area here. It's actually on the first floor. I'd like you guys to consult with your program, the guide that's in there, the map. But you guys can use that room, that is your room, that is a player room, to meet up, talk, do whatever you want in there, socialize.
Is there a password?
There's no password.
Password is Jimmy Jack.
So that's for you. There's one thing that's going to be going on in there that I want you all to know about. We are having trivia qualifiers. What is a trivia qualifier? I'm so glad you asked. We have three qualifiers going on throughout the day. Those are happening at 11:45. At 4:30 this afternoon and at 5:10. You have 30 minutes. You can only do this once, but go to that room, sit down for 30 minutes. We're gonna throw a boatload of City of Heroes trivia lore at you. Okay, they're multiple choice questions. Fill out as many of them as you possibly can in that 30 minutes of time, okay? We're gonna score those. And at the banquet tonight, we are gonna call up on stage the six players who scored the highest on those trivia qualifiers, and they're going to compete against each other in a live round of COH Trivia Lore.
To the death?
To the death, no. No, not to the death, but they are going to compete for great prizes, and we are going to crown a trivia champion, king or queen. But you will not know if you're one of those people until you show up at the banquet tonight. So make sure to go do that again, 11:45, 4:30, and 5:10. You can only do it once, you have 30 minutes to fill it out, okay? You guys might have noticed we've got a lot going on in the foyer out there. Make sure to sign the NDA for the Going Rogue closed beta test. There's signups for the costume contest, which will be taking place tonight at the banquet dinner. We have our live mission event going on. This was so much fun. I think a lot of you took part of it. Last year, a lot of people had fun with that. The community relations team has worked so hard this year to bring you a really, really fun live mission. You need to be in a group of eight, so grab some other people, go sign up. That's gonna happen between 4:30 It's going to start at 4:30 and go on from 4:30 to 6:30. Your group of eight should meet out here in the foyer. It's going to be a great time. We would like to thank the Cape Internet Radio Station. They are here broadcasting live. So they are also out in the foyer, right? You're going to want to go by and visit them. They're giving away some prizes, having some raffles. Go check them out, say hi. Maybe they'll let you get, you know, live on the radio. You never know. I also wanted to mention David Nakayama, famous comic book artist. Yes. And Paragon Studios artist is going to be here doing his famous sketches of your characters. Here's what you need to do. If you don't have a color printout, a screenshot of your character, you can go to the Land Center, and there'll be a designated computer. Print one out. He's going to have a ballot box. You're going to fold it up. You're going to give us a little bit of information. You're going to put it in the ballot box, and if David picks out your screenshot, you will get a custom, gorgeous drawing of your character. So you're really going to want to utilize that and get those pictures in that ballot box, okay, for your chance to get one of those. We've got NCSoft recruiting out there. We've been talking to people about wanting to get into the gaming industry. Make sure to stop by and talk to them for your chance to get some knowledge on how you can break into this wonderful world of games. And then this has been mentioned before, but we have a panel on Sunday, which is the Wouldn't It Be Great If panel. And that is all about you guys and your great ideas for the game. So we have box out there, Wouldn't It Be Great If box. These are things that you guys have maybe thought of in the past. Hey, wouldn't it be great if we had this or that in the game? Well, find out if it's a viable idea. Fill out the form, put your idea in the box. We're going to go through those, and then you're going to show up tomorrow at that panel and see if yours was one of the ones picked to be discussed. So we're going to go ahead now. We're going to end this session, but I want you guys to go and utilize all the things that we talked about. Oh, you know something I didn't mention? The banquet tonight, right? It's going to be great. We have some awesome food for you. And from 7 to 8, we're doing dinner in the Mission Architect Awards. We're going to acknowledge some of our players who have excelled with that program. From 8 to 9, we're doing the live trivia challenge I mentioned. From 9 to 10, we're going to have some announcements, some raffles, and that contest, the costume contest I told you to sign up for. Followed from 10 to 12 with karaoke and dancing. And then from 12 to 2, we're going to have just a lot of socializing and all that fun dancing, karaoke, all that good stuff. Okay? So now we're going to end the session. Like I said, go utilize all the stuff I've talked to you about, and then come back here at 1 o'clock. We're going to get our panels on.
Welcome, everybody.